VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. South Korea's president has replaced his defense minister as opposition parties move to impeach both men over the brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops into Seoul streets. President Yoon Suk-yeol replaced the defense minister, Kim Jong-un, with a retired general who is currently ambassador to Saudi Arabia. A spokesperson for the main liberal opposition Democratic Party is aiming for a vote on impeaching Yoon to be held Saturday to give conservative lawmakers time to contemplate their decisions on what he described as an unconstitutional illegal rebellion or coup. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells reporters at a news conference the U.S. is closely watching the developments in South Korea, a close partner and ally.
We welcome President Yoon's statement withdrawing the martial law order, and there was a unanimous vote in the National Assembly to reject the decision, and he followed up on that. In our judgment, any political disagreements need to be resolved peacefully and in accordance with the rule of law.
Blinken goes on to say South Korea's recent history is of economic success while building a strong democracy.
Korea is one of the most powerful stories in the world about the emergence of democracy and democratic resilience. And we'll continue to look to Korea to set that example.
That's U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. A Palestinian health official says that at least 21 people were killed in Israeli strikes on a camp housing displaced people in Gaza. The Israeli military said it struck senior Hamas militants. The strikes hit the Mawasi area, a sprawling coastal camp housing hundreds of thousands of displaced people. It came after Israeli forces struck targets in other areas of Gaza. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A top White House official said Wednesday at least 8 U.S. telecommunications firms and dozens of nations have been impacted by a Chinese hacking campaign. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger offered the new details about the breadth of the sprawling Chinese hacking campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private texts and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. Neuberger shared the scope of the hack a day after officials issued guidance intended to help root out the hackers and prevent similar cyber espionage in the future. White House officials cautioned that the number of telecommunication firms and countries impacted could still grow. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
France's far-right and left-wing lawmakers have joined together to vote on a no-confidence motion prompted by budget disputes that forces Prime Minister Michel Barnier and his cabinet to resign. Reuters' Olivia Zelino reports.
It's the first time a French government has lost a confidence vote since 1962. The crisis was ushered in by President Emmanuel Macron, who called a snap election in June, resulting in a polarized parliament. Barnier is expected to hand in his resignation to the president on Thursday, according to French media reports. France risks ending the year without a stable government or a 2025 budget, though the constitution allows special measures that would avert a U.S.-style government shutdown. Opposition lawmakers punished Barnier for opting to use special constitutional powers to adopt part of an unpopular budget without a final vote in parliament.
U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged another $600 million for an ambitious multi-country rail project in Africa as one of the final foreign policy moves of his administration. He told African leaders Wednesday that the resource-rich continent of more than 1.4 billion people have been left behind for much too long, but not anymore. Africa is the future, Biden said in the third and final day of his visit to Angola, to showcase the Lobito Corridor Railway. The U.S. and allies are investing heavily to refurbish train lines in Zambia, Congo, and Angola, in a region rich in critical minerals to counter China's influence. Pete Hegseth, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Pentagon pick, is fighting to hold on to his cabinet nomination amid growing questions about his personal conduct as Trump's team considers alternatives, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. But Hegseth says we're not backing down one bit. The Trump transition team is concerned about Hegseth's path to Senate confirmation and is actively looking at potential replacements. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.